It is time for the business news with Anand Zaki.
Thank you, Corin. Atamadia, good morning. In this morning's business news, healthy profits continue for homeowners, Fisher Funds eyes up competition, and the latest from the financial markets. Distressed property sales remain few and far between, even as capital gains fade and mortgage rates rise. CoreLogic's latest pain and gain report shows 98.1% of properties resold in the June quarter made a profit, down 1 point from the previous quarter. The median resale gain fell $48,000 to $370,000, and the median loss or pain increased to $40,000. CoreLogic's chief property economist Calvin Davidson says while there are growing signs of weaknesses in the market, there's little evidence of serious hardship.
Those full-on, fully distressed sales, I think we are a little bit away from that just yet, and hopefully we don't get there. Unemployment stays low, then I think most people will be able to get by. Of course, serviceability has been tested at higher interest rates too, so there are some buffers in the system, but you do have to acknowledge there's some risks too. And clearly the increase in mortgage rates we've seen is something that people will have to budget on and get used to.
Calvin Davidson says resale gains will continue to fall heading into 2023. Investment manager Fisher Funds says it was motivated to buy rival Kiwi Wealth to get the scale to compete with large foreign-owned firms. It's paying $310 million for Kiwi Wealth, part of the state-owned Kiwi Group Holdings, and into the bargain gets a 7-year distribution deal with Kiwi Bank and default KiwiSaver status, although not the brand name. Fisher's chief executive, Bruce McLaughlin, concedes jobs will go, but has promised a significant number of Kiwi Wealth staff will be retained, as will a material presence in Wellington. But he says they're in an industry where size matters.
We really wanted the additional scale that this industry demands. This is a very, very competitive business, and if you're going to compete and deliver what you need to clients, you've got to have the very, very best of everything, the best investment team, best digital services, best advice teams, best support services, and that all costs money. And look, its scale helps you invest.
The deal puts the combined group at number 3 in the KiwiSaver market with total funds under management of $12.8 billion, just behind ASB. Because Fisher Funds is one-third owned by a US private equity firm, overseas investment office approval is needed, as is approval for it to retain the Kiwi Wealth default status. We asked Kiwi Group Holdings, which also owns Kiwi Bank, for an interview about the sale and the group's future, but was told no one was available. Contact Energy is positioning itself as a renewable energy company as it expands its geothermal resources and shuts gas-fired stations. The company will spend $300 million to develop a 51-megawatt geothermal station near Taupo and close the gas-fired plant at Fonterra's Terapa site near Hamilton. Chief Executive Mike Fuge says it has a strong development pipeline for renewable generation.
You'll see Te Huka 3 well underway. You'll see the consents for the Wairakei replacement project. You'll see us get underway on solar and wind consenting, some announcements on that. You'll see progress on the Roxburgh runner replacement, and you'll see us relifing the transformers of our critical Roxburgh and Clyde hydro schemes.
That's Contact Energy Chief Executive Mike Fuge. The company is forecasting operating earnings to be $550 million next year and $720 million by 2025. While turning to the markets, Wall Street's main indices are up in a day of choppy trading, tech stocks and some of the largest companies leading the recovery from early losses. The Dow Jones up 0.5%, the S&P 500 up 0.4%, and the Nasdaq up 0.6%. Local top 50 index closed at its highest in 3 months, gaining 59 points or 0.5% to 11,789. New Zealand dollar is 63.6 US cents, 90.6 Australian, 52.8 British pence, 0.626 euro. Brent crude oil is down 3% to $95.15 a barrel. And gold has gone down $22 to be $1,793 US dollars an ounce. I'll have updated numbers for you around 8:30.